See for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit, compare your card. Go to discover.com/creditscorecard. Limitations apply.
The George Coleman family, along with Ford, are doing great things for our military and first responders. Between now and July 9th, they're offering an extra $1,000 incentive for anyone who has served in our military or as a first responder. I salute the dedicated men and women who protect our freedoms and our lives, just like what Ford and George Coleman Ford family are doing. $1,000 add an incentive for anyone who served. Yet another reason why cars cost less and travelers rest.
Welcome to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let me tell you about my friends at Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232. They're the best. They've been the best for 80 years. For over 30 years, they've maintained an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau. No one does it like my friends at Gilstrap. They'll help you, just like they help Ramona. When Ramona's house was raining inside, she turned to Gilstrap Roofing. They came right out, fixed her leak, did so very affordably. It has never leaked since. And that was like 4 years ago.
At least.
It's unbelievable how time passes, isn't it? But it's never leaked since. She's never had a problem since. Here's the thing. We get hit by storms virtually every day in the summertime in South Carolina. You have no idea what kind of damage is being done to your roof. And you have no way of checking. And your roof, you don't think about your roof because, well, it's your roof. You don't see it every day. You don't check it. You have no way of knowing. You just sort of put it off. You put it off until you start having water spots on the ceiling, getting rain in the house. And when you think about what's the most important element of your home, it's not your antique furniture. Look, if your roof starts to leak, your antique furniture is nothing more than driftwood. I mean, the most important element of your home, the thing that keeps you warm and dry, is your roof. Without a roof, it's not really a home at all. And the integrity of your roof is vital. Call my friends at Gilstrap Roofing. You've heard the unsolicited testimony. I mean, it's just endless in support of Gilstrap Roofing. Call them up. They'll be glad to help you. Tell them I sent you. 269-1232. 269-1232. So, I don't know. I thought that Daniel Cormier, I don't want to say cheap shot in his way to victory, but I think the finger jab was instrumental, and then the elbow off of the break in the clinch, which is what really knocked Stipe out, was pretty significant. And so I'm not sure that if those two guys fought again, like 3 days from now, that Cormier would win. In fact, I don't think he would, but he won. And he won by knockout, and then he did the, I guess, expected in calling out Brock Lesnar, who just happened to be ringside. Very convenient. And look, There's no way that Lesnar is next in line for a shot at the heavyweight title. It's ridiculous. It's an absolutely wrestling, pro wrestling move play by Dana White. It's that same type of theater. And it makes you wonder about the integrity of the whole sport. Again, Lesnar's not fought in the UFC since UFC 200 when he beat Mark Hunt. He's not fought in the UFC since then. He's been suspended for PED, and I believe he's still under that suspension. So I don't think a fight between Cormier and Lesnar could take place until next year, based on my assumption regarding the length of his suspension. So, but they're going to continue to build it up. Lesnar wasn't there by accident. Cormier didn't call him out by coincidence. You know, and Dana White is saying, well, you know, Cormier wants to fight Lesnar next. I mean, who cares what Cormier wants? Who put Cormier in charge? I don't know who put him in charge. I just think it cheapens the sport. It makes it more like pro wrestling, and I think that's where we're headed. You know, at least in pro wrestling, what you see is what you get. Texas said, I had moderate interest in the UNC until that shove. It dropped to almost nothing. Trash. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, the whole thing looked and sounded like it was a put-on. I mean, the whole thing. And again, I think it further damages UFC. And maybe that's where UFC is now. Maybe UFC is to the point where they think that that's what they have to be to have success. That they're going to model themselves after the WWE or something. If that's the case, then the sport is over. I mean, we don't need another pro wrestling league. And this crossover stuff, you know, I don't even think it's good for the sport. You know, why you would want to risk a wrestler coming in. And again, Lesnar was a credible college wrestler, just to be clear. But why you would want a guy like that coming in and winning your championship is beyond me. Especially a guy who's failed PED tests. I just don't get it. I don't get it other than, you know, this kind of theater is what Dana White now believes sells. And, you know, and as I indicated, I'm just not even sure. If we redid this fight, I don't even think Cormier wins. I'm not sure how Cormier won the fight, to be honest. I mean, I saw what happened. And to me, as I indicated, there was a finger jab, which you can't do. And then there was an elbow off sort of a standing break clinch, which to me, it's all sort of suspect. But I don't know. Now the next in line for a shot at your heavyweight championship is going to be a guy who hasn't fought since UFC 200. And we're at UFC 226. And a guy who's still under suspension for PED use. And you're going to let him, a guy who's under suspension, who's still under suspension for a PED term, you're going to let him come in and potentially win your heavyweight championship by defeating the guy who used a finger jab and elbow off a break. I don't know. This is why, to an extent, I've moved away from UFC myself. It's just because it just doesn't feel pure or real anymore. You know, look, there are some of you I know think it's too violent and all that. I'm not amongst you. I think the sport, for a long time, I think had a lot of positives. I think it had a lot of positives. But I think it's losing those elements. And it's morphing more towards fake wrestling. And once you blur those lines, and I thought they did that originally with some of the wrestlers who crossed over, I thought they did that originally. And now I think they've made it worse. And what it does is it just damages your credibility. I mean, there's no way on God's green earth Lesnar is the next guy in line for a shot at the heavyweight title. It's laughable. He shouldn't even be allowed to compete. You know, once you've tested positive for PEDs in a sport like that, you should be out. There shouldn't be any coming back. If you test positive for PEDs, you've changed. Your physical strength, size, athleticism, it's all changed. It's not like you can put it back in the bottle. It's not like you can take it back. Therefore, I don't think you should ever be eligible. But that's just me. But regardless, this guy's apparently still under the terms of that last suspension. Clemson Dad on the Northland Communication phone lines. Clemson Dad.
How are you, Dad Tillis?
Good. Appreciate you getting in.
Oh, no problem. I was going to ask you or tell you about Jimmy, the guy that called a little while ago.
Yeah.
The funny guy.
Yeah.
I know Jimmy, so a mutual friend, my old neighbor.
Well, good.
And he is a cool cat, man.
Oh,
he's
yeah.
A hoot.
Yep. Love Jimmy's calls. Yep.
I enjoy. Always enjoy his calls. Yeah, you were talking about the UFC when I called in. A long time ago, I stopped watching that walk. Pay-per-views and whatnot. It is kind of like wrestling now. I remember Chuck Liddell, Randy Couture, Matt Hughes, those guys. I enjoyed it back in that time.
Yeah.
But not so much anymore.
Yeah, look, I see that. I think Dana White has allowed those lines to be blurred, and as they've become blurred, I think that the sport loses credibility. And I think what we saw the other day at the end of the Cormier match just hasten that process.
Right. The other day, I think it was last week, I was listening, going through the quarterback list.
Yeah.
He caught a lot of grief about Jake Bentley being number 19. I'm kind of surprised by that.
I don't know if it was a lot of grief. I think that there was actually like...
disagreement, maybe.
Yeah, there was like a person or two on each side of it. Yeah, there was like one or two people saying it wasn't high enough, and there were one or two people saying it was too high.
Right.
One guy in particular thought it was too high.
Right. So you're going to do receivers tomorrow?
Yeah, I'll probably take a look at the receivers tomorrow.
Okay. So Debo Samuel on the list?
Well, you have to listen tomorrow.
Can you give that away? All right. I'll check in either way.
That's exactly right. All right, Clemson Dad.
That's all I got.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Look who's back. T-Bird. T-Bird. What's going on there, T-Bird?
Walter, not a whole lot. Too hot to play golf for old folks today.
Oh, no. Come on. We've had a cool spell, haven't we?
Huh?
We had a little cool spell, haven't we?
Yeah. It was really, really good this weekend.
Yeah.
Had two good days to play. Heard you talk about Cormier. Miosic, whatever his name is,
yeah,
and Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Always, they say Brock Lesnar.
Yeah.
Didn't he get? He got beat by Alistair Overeem.
Yeah, another guy who tested positive for PEDs.
Well, Overeem's been he's got allegedly a little better than a 500 record, but now when you get a Brock Lesnar in WWE, you can pencil in anything you want.
How's that?
And he does well, go with the script. You know who's supposed to win.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he gets that F5 and just you throwing them boys around and all this and that. But if you want to know the real difference between WWE and UFC, ask CM Punk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a good point.
CM Punk held a heavyweight championship in WWE. And he hadn't even been good enough to get his ass beat on the UFC. It's been more of a demolition and a whooping instead of just regular ass beating.
That's a good point. Now, of course, the difference there is that Lesnar's like one of the world's biggest humans. I mean, Lesnar's like Lesnar's like fighting a dump truck.
Yeah. He was a hell of a college wrestler.
Yeah, he was.
He won the NCAA championship a couple times.
Yep.
And you can't take anything away from the guy because he's big, strong, quick, tough, all that kind of thing.
And used PEDs.
When he got beat by Overeem, he kept kneeing him in the side. That's where he had his colon or something. He had something taken out. And apparently he wasn't over it when he got in the ring, and Overeem beat him. Overeem, big old fellow himself.
Yep.
But it's just amazing to me what those guys can put up with. When you get them down on the ground in wrestling, and they stand up, they push them apart. Either the script calls for kicking them while they're down, that's okay. But in UFC, when you get up, you better be backing up quick, or the other guy better hit you with an elbow.
Yeah, which just happened.
And you get tapped upside the head with an elbow.
Which just happened.
Yeah, I know, I saw it.
Yeah.
I didn't get the pay-per-view. I'm not that stupid. I'm dumb, but not stupid. We were going to... there's three or four of us were going to go together and watch Ronda Rousey fight somebody. And I said, nah, y'all go ahead. I'll see it on TV.
Yeah.
It lasted 30 seconds, about $60.
That's what Mike Tyson used to do.
Yeah, well, whatever.
Yeah.
But anyway, the WWE, I don't know what's going on tonight. I'll be watching it. And what amazes me about WWE, you'll have Roman Reigns out there rashing somebody, and he'll have two, and the other guy will have two buddies come down there, and the damn referee cannot see them double teaming.
Come on, man.
They can't see
that. Come on, none of that amazes you, T. Brad. What are you talking about?
I'm just amazed.
Yeah, it amazes you. Yeah, it's astonishing. It's astonishing how they miss that stuff.
It's like they just go brain dead.
Yeah, it is. Like they go brain dead. Exactly.
But that's why I like WWE. It is the best thing that ever happened to WWF was to change the name, get sued, and change WWE from Worldwide Wrestling to World Wrestling Entertainment or whatever it is. Because that's what it is.
Yeah, sure.
That's what it is. It's purely entertainment.
Yep.
And it's staged, you know. It's staged. And that guy was talking about the quarterback situation.
Breaking news, Ramona.
Huh?
Breaking news, Ramona. T-Bird's telling us pro wrestling staged. I'm stunned. I don't know what I'm going to do the rest of the day now.
But, hey, you still with me, Walt?
I am.
They talking about the quarterback situation in South Carolina?
Yeah.
How dare they refer to that piece of quarterback they got as a Bentley? That's a fine piece of equipment. Jake ain't no more than a Pinto. Look that up in your fucking Wagnalls. I'll see you, boys.
Thank you, T-Bird. Oh, man. Walt Tiptula Road Rage. You can get in. 654-7627. We'll be right back.
Hey, Clemson football fans, this is Don Munson, the voice of the Clemson Tigers, reminding you that 6-game football ticket packages are now on sale. The package includes games against Furman, Georgia Southern, Syracuse, NC State, Louisville, and Duke, and is available for only $299. This is your only way to guarantee tickets to all 6 of these games. To order, visit ClemsonTigers.com or call 1-800-CLEMSON, and we'll see you in Death Valley this fall.
The Kelly Gremlich Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tim Beray, Clemson's legendary sports information director, also known as Clemson Google, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also, check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Gremlich Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard. If you love everything Clemson, then you need to know about Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a new condo hotel under development on Lake Hartwell right across from Death Valley. It combines the best parts of owning a place on the lake with the amenities of a hotel, such as housekeeping, great food, and other services. Plus, you can rent your condo when you're not using it. Go see my friend Taj Boyd at the new sales office on Tiger Boulevard next to Ruby Tuesdays. Reserve your spot today. Mickey Poller here. Zero Res is celebrating National Carpet Cleaning Month. Did you know carpet plays a huge role in the health of your home? It's the best filter for keeping dirt, debris, and bacteria from circulating in the air, but only if you clean it regularly. Get three rooms for only $129 when you mention my name, Mickey. Call now, 864-558-7300, 864-558-7300, or online at ZeroResGreenville.com. Zero Res, spell it backwards or forwards, it's the right way to clean. And don't forget to ask about their air duct cleaning special.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And don't miss the best Sunday brunch you'll find anywhere. Every Sunday from 11 to 2:30, the finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
Discover easy ordering and pick up with the new mobile app from Chick-fil-A. Once you download the app and sign up, you'll be able to bypass the line by simply ordering through your phone. You'll also have access to new ways to customize your meals, which will be saved for easy ordering on future visits. And every time you order with the app, you start earning credits toward free treats. Ordering made easy at Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Simply go to one.chickfilA.com to download the app and start earning free treats today.
What if there was a paint that made you look at paint differently? One that completely rewrote paint's genetic code so it can strengthen any color. What if it's built with better ingredients? Even given superpowers? Since Benjamin Moore reinvented the way paint is made, it makes you wonder, is it still paint? Benjamin Moore, paint like no other.
The Carter Color Company, 1067 Tiger Boulevard, Clemson. Your independent, local Benjamin Moore paint retailer.
Macy's Star Rewards program is bigger, better, and now for everyone. For the first time ever, get rewards no matter how you pay. Join as a Bronze member and get Star Money Days. Earn towards Star Money and use it with no merchandise exclusions. Perks and offers. Enjoy extra savings offers at checkout, event invitations, and more. Plus a birthday surprise. And as a Macy's credit card holder, Silver, Gold, and Platinum members automatically get Bronze benefits in addition to your existing ones. Macy's Star Rewards program. Sign up in store or online. Terms and conditions apply. Visit Macy's.com/StarRewards.
Road Rage with Walt Zepsula on 105.5 The Roar.
Walt Zepsula Road Rage, we are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Let me tell you about Aqua Pool Care, family owned by Richard Bishop. Over 35 years in the biz, grandfather and father built pools. Richard's been in the pool business like since he was in diapers. Everybody in Richard Bishop's family's been in the pool business. He's your guy. He personally goes on every project. He knows the pitfalls you may encounter. He knows what to expect during construction. If you've been thinking about an in-ground pool, now's the time to call Aqua Pool Care. Richard and his wife Tracy take all the guesswork out of it. They offer 3D CAD technology. You can see your pool built right before your eyes, come to life. You can make any additions, subtractions. That's Aqua Pool Care. They also do pool maintenance, so you can just kick back and enjoy your pool. Maybe you just need a new liner installed. Aqua Pool Care can do that quickly and affordably. And Aqua Pool Care is also the warranty center for Haywood, Pentair, and Polaris products. And once your beautiful pool is built, Aqua Pool Care will always be there to answer your phone calls, answer any questions or concerns that might arise. authorized. Now's the time to call my friends at Aqua Pool Care, 508-1885. 508-1885, or check out their great reviews online at aquapoolcarellc.com, aquapoolcarellc.com, or stop by the store at 1037 Whitehall Road in Anderson and grab some chemicals or whatever accessories you want. Clemson Tom writes, love the show today. You give me a breath of fresh air on my drive home. Thank you, Tom. It means a lot coming from you. Appreciate the kind words. You want to get in, now's the time, 654-7627, 654-7627. Hey, Ramona, Joseph writes, how do you not like Cormier? Dude has literally lost one match in his whole career to a souls up John Jones. I watched Cormier in Strikeforce. Just, you know, here's the thing. I never said that. Never said I didn't like Cormier. I never gave any feeling about Cormier one way or another. I just said that he won with a finger jab and an elbow off a clinch. I mean, that's how he won. It's not about whether I like him or not. It's nothing to do with whether I like him or not. It's about what happened. In all honesty, I don't care who won that bout. I mean, I don't have any money on it, and I do not care which of those guys fights Brock Lesnar next. It's not really relevant to me. It doesn't change anything about it. It's not like a football game, right? If someone's going to win and someone's going to lose, I just watch it, you know, and for the sport, for the event. Hey, Ramona, we need to, we're at what point in our countdown, team 43?
Yes, that would be today, team 43.
So give me teams 50 through 44. This is the Road Rage official countdown to a national champion. And let's take a look at where we are.
Okay, 50 is Virginia Tech. You mean just read them?
Yeah, 50 is Virginia Tech. And by the way, if I didn't like Virginia Tech going in, I gave them the spot 50 as like a charity. You know, I didn't like him going in, but I still gave him the spot. I still gave him the spot. If I had to do it over right now, a week after starting this, I wouldn't put him 50. I'd drop him lower. Because my 50 was in consideration that they could get to 7-5. And as of today, I don't think they're getting a 7-5. I think they'll be lucky to go to a bowl game. I mean, the only teams they're going to finish ahead of in the Coastal, in my estimation, is they'll finish ahead of Virginia, who they own, their birthright. And they'll finish ahead of North Carolina, who's going to fire their coach at the end of the year. And you know what? Maybe tomorrow we'll talk about hot seat coaches as well. Look around the country and I'll offer my opinion on who they are. But again, to me going in, I think the hottest of the hot seats is Larry Fedora, because not only I think is his program spiraling out of control and he can't stop anybody defensively, but I think it's about to get worse. I think he's about to pair last year's 3-win season with another 3 or 4-win season. And I don't think they like the guy to begin with. So it'll be interesting to see whether he makes it to the end of the year if things go badly. All right. So 50 was Virginia Tech.
49 is Wake Forest.
49 Wake, a team I like. I like their coaching as well. I don't know what's going on with the Kendall Hinton suspension for 3 games. We'll see. He may not hold on to that job. He has competition for that job.
48 is San Diego State.
Yeah, where, again, Rocky Long, maybe the most underrated coach in all of America. The last 2 years, he's like, what, 21-5 or something? I mean, and wound up both years ranked. He goes from, you know, one elite running back to the next elite running back, and now he may have another elite running back, but his resume is built on defense, and that team plays defense. That may be too low when all is said and done.
47 is NC State.
Yeah, NC State, you know, again, we had a little bit of conversation about NC State early in the show. A very prolific passing combination. Should be able to run the ball, but the key to NC State is they don't have the depth that a Clemson does. Therefore, they can't lose 7 players to the National Football League. Most importantly, 4 players off that defensive front. And remember, Kentavious Street was drafted I believe in the 128th spot. And he tore up his knee in the process leading up to the draft. Otherwise, given where he was taken, it seems quite obvious he would have been a top 85-90 pick had he not blown up his knee. And that would have given NC State, that would have meant NC State's entire defensive line would have been drafted in the first three rounds of the NFL draft. I just think that's too big a loss to incur for NC State, given what I perceive as their lack of depth. Although the Roseboro kid is, I think, is going to make up for one of those edge rushers. But the problem is, what they can't replace to me are those defensive tackles. I just think Jones and Hill were really tough guys in the middle of that defensive line. And if you go watch their film from the Senior Bowl, those two cats whipped their guys in every one-on-one matchup. I mean, every single one of them. And I just don't think they can replace that. Therefore, I think offensively they're still going to be good, but I think where they're going to take a hit is on that defensive side of the ball. Last year, that was a physically mature, senior-oriented team, and they're not that now.
46 is North Texas.
Yeah, the Fighting Mason Fines, led by Seth Luttrell, who I think could be the next coach at North Carolina. I think it's conceivable to me. If they fire Fedora, of course, generally when teams make coaching changes, they'll go opposite. So if they hired an offensive guy, especially given how bad the defense has been at North Carolina, that may lead them to go defense. And Luttrell may not have enough of a resume for the people at North Carolina yet, although I think they liked him as an offensive coordinator. And he's certainly done a nice job at North Texas and has helped turn Mason Fine into one of the nation's best quarterbacks. And that offense is going to be very explosive, which is why North Texas makes it. By the way, I think they went 7-1 in league last year and won their side of the division. And when Mason Fine rallied them against University of Texas San Antonio and drove them 98 yards in 67 seconds to do so.
45 is Iowa State.
Yeah, again, I think Iowa State is just a well-coached football team. I think Campbell has that group together. He has Montgomery back at tailback for another year. So I think they're going to be I think they're going to follow up their 7-win season with another 7 or 8 win season.
And 44 is Utah.
And by the way, I like that dude who plays nose tackle for him, too. The guy who came out of the Cal Junior College ranks. And 44 is Utah. You know, again, Utah is a nice combination at quarterback and running back coming back. And I think as important as anything else, they have Kyle Whittingham. And there are only two teams that play defense in the Pac-12. Maybe three if I spy a USC, but it's Washington and Utah. You know, over the last couple of years, they're the best defensive teams in that league, and I would expect nothing less than Kyle Whittingham from a Kyle Whittingham team. So I think they're an 8-win team, and I think that puts them in this range. All right, so all of that, Ramona, brings us to 43. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right. Here's what we'll do. I'll let Jeff get in here before the break, and then I'll tell you about 43 on the other side. How about that? Jeff, what's going on, Jeff? How are you?
Good, man. Hey, I love your show. I think you do a great job, but I can't take this list anymore. I mean, top 50, why don't we do top 100? I'm gonna give you top two. How about that? Top two.
Well, Jeff,
I can't take it. All right. I can't take it. All right, well, San Diego
I'm going to make it easier for you then. How does it work for you now? You know, here's how it works, Jeff. When you call me, we're going to have a conversation. If you say something, then you're going to get a response. You're not going to talk over me. All right? So a little phone etiquette is in order, Jeff. And next time you call back, let's try and do it a little differently. And the list is a countdown, Jeff. It's a team a day. It's a team a day. It's not 50 teams a day. It's one team a day to a national champion. And people seem to love it. So you can cut to the two if you want, but we're going to go through the country in a team a day dose. let me tell you about my friends at George Coleman Ford. Listen, cars cost less and travelers rest. That's a fact. But beyond that, look, everyone knows about the steal. There are never any dealer fees or service fees at George Coleman Ford. That's who they are. These are things that separate George Coleman Ford. By the way, Texas says, screw Jeff. I love the countdown. Well, Jeff just wants to jump ahead to the end, but that would defeat my purpose. So we're not going to jump ahead to the end. We're going to have a daily countdown. But here's the thing. When you look at George Coleman Ford, they've been a stalwart in the community for 90 years. That's who they are. You know, they've been servicing their community and the upstate of South Carolina for all that time. Generations of their family members have helped generations of your family members. That's who they are. That's George Coleman Ford. But they're more than that. See, that only tells you about the pricing. I can tell you that the pre-owned vehicles are priced below market value and then have a built-in daily price drop. I can tell you all those things. And they're all true. I can tell you again that there are never any dealer fees, no service fees. George Coleman Ford doesn't do business that way. But for 90 years, what has separated George Coleman Ford from all the competition is the people. And it's still that way today. And if you'll take the time to go read any of the Google reviews or any of the commentary on any of the platforms, you'll find people talking about how they were treated, about how George Coleman Ford did everything they could to make sure they were satisfied. The last one I pulled was a gentleman who drove, was 240 miles from home, whose car broke down, and he called George Coleman Ford. He said that in 20 minutes, they got him back up on the road. He's eternally grateful. He could not believe how well George Coleman Ford treated him. He was an outsider, and that's what George Coleman Ford did for him. For 90 years, it's been the people that have made George Coleman Ford special. And it'll still be that way another 90 years from now. You know, when you go to George Coleman Ford, you see the same familiar faces time after time after time. Go see him. You'll thank me later. When we come back, I'll tell you and Jeff who team number 43 is in the countdown.
The Kelly Gramling Show is all new this Saturday at 10 a.m. right here on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Tim Beray, Clemson's legendary sports information director, also known as Clemson Google, will join the show for an exclusive interview sponsored by Chick-fil-A of Clemson and Chick-fil-A of Seneca. Also check out the KG Show podcast on WCCPFM.com and iTunes by searching WCCP. The Kelly Gramling Show this Saturday at 10 a.m. presented by Engineered Sleep.
I'm Brad Sinkup, host of the Press Box 9 to Noon. Join me for the Atlanta Braves Diamond Report, sponsored by Diamonds and Gold Direct. We'll take a look at what's up with the Braves. The Atlanta Braves Diamond Report, sponsored by Diamonds and Gold Direct, your diamond source.
Zero Res is the answer to cleaning at its finest with no harsh chemicals, no residue, safe from toxins, and your carpet, upholstery, tile, and grout will stay cleaner longer. Spell it forwards or backwards, it's the right way to clean. ZeroResGreenville.com.
You have cracks in your driveway, sidewalk, or settling pool decks? Why tear it out when you can lift it? Canty Foundation Specialists can raise concrete slabs back to its original position using our patented PolyLevel process. Call Canty today at 864-475-1671. Don't replace it, raise it. 475-1671 or visit us at cantyfoundationsc.com.
Have you heard about the changes over at Ted Garrison Arena? They are now offering event space rentals for banquets, parties, fundraisers, weddings, and more in their air-conditioned 10,000-square-foot newly renovated cattle sales complex. Also ask about their full-service RV sites for football tailgating. Convenient 9-minute drive to the stadium. Call 864-646-2717 today to pre-book. Space is limited and will sell out quickly. Go Tigers! This ad was funded by the City of Clemson Accommodations Tax.
Looking for delicious and innovative food in downtown Clemson? The Blue Heron Restaurant and Sushi Bar is the answer. Fresh house-cut steaks and seafood and free-range poultry are just a few of the menu items that define the Blue Heron. And specials like Two for Tuesday, Buy one roll and get the second half price. The finest steaks and fresh seafood at the Blue Heron, College Avenue, Clemson. Visit our website at blueheronfood.com.
I admit, I was skeptical of taking the Health Dare because there's so many programs to choose from. But the Health Dare is not a pill, hormones, or a 500-calorie diet. You don't even have to go to the gym. The Health Dare is a 90-day cellular health program that's reversing symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, IBS, and sleep apnea in just the first 30 days. And it's so easy. There's only two things you can't eat. You can even have fast food. I lost 80 pounds of fat in 90 days by taking the Health Dare, and my energy went through the roof. But I'm not the only one. There are thousands of people taking the Health Dare, reversing symptoms of high blood pressure, high cholesterol, type 2 diabetes, IBS, and sleep apnea the easy way. Go to iDareGreenville.com to learn more and book your free cellular health consultation with a Health Dare coach. That's iDareGreenville.com. iDareGreenville.com. I dare you.
You check things all the time, like your email every 10 seconds, or your ex's Instagram. But what about checking something as important as your credit? Well, Discover makes it quick, easy, and best of all, free. Discover is now offering FICO credit scores to everyone for free, even if you're not a customer. And checking your score won't hurt your credit. We call it the Discover Credit Scorecard. And once you know your score, you should check to see if your current credit card is the best fit for you. Check your credit. Compare your card. Go to discover.com/credit scorecard. Limitations apply.
Tip to the Road Rage. We are WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. Not so surprisingly, Jeff is getting killed on the text line. You had something, Ramona?
Did you see that one on the Health Dare text line that says, love it, epic response? That's chicken hater Nate.
You know, here's the funniest thing is, Jeff, you said Jeff called back in and said we were rude to him?
Yeah, he called back and wanted me to let you know that it was rude.
Yeah, Jeff, here's the thing. You need a mirror, my man. You need a mirror. You've been treated courteously in the past. You weren't deserving of that today, Jeff. So you need to check yourself. You're welcome to call back tomorrow. We'll be over it by then. But no. And, you know, again, it's part of the show, right? And you just said, you opened your conversation by saying, I love the show. Okay, then just love the show. Just listen. Now he's continuing to get killed. Okay, that's over. We're open season on Jeff. We're done. Team 43, Ramona, is not Illinois. That's from Illini J. Jay is doing.
No,
Jay is doing.
It's 43. Jay, maybe.
No, Jay's doing his own countdown, and he's very correct. Jay is doing his own countdown of 50 teams that are not Illinois in this in our road rage countdown to a national champion. All right, let's do this, Ramona. Let's get to team 50 and talk about that. Before we do, one more thing, team 43 in the countdown of 50. I actually want to add one more quarterback to my quarterback list who I left out somehow, and that is Tyree Jackson. You know, now we're getting texters who are going to give us a case of beer, Ramona, for those response. I like it. Do we get to choose the beer, Doug? You know, look, here's the thing. I left out Tyree Jackson, and I should have put him on the list. You know who he quarterbacks, Ramona?
No.
Your Buffalo Bulls.
Ah, Sonny Buffalo.
Sonny Buffalo, exactly right. And, you know, this is a guy who at one point was like 6'2 when he was being recruited, and he's 6'7 now. And he's really gifted. Athletic, big arm. I think he'll play in the National Football League. Again, you know, we might get to that issue of being too tall to play in the National Football League. Texas is 43 from Iowa. That's a good guess. I've had a lot of good guesses. Joe says Texas Tech. A lot of good guesses as to who team 43 is. But I wanted to add Tyree Jackson to the quarterback conversation, quarterback list. If you don't know his name, again, 6'7 from Buffalo. And he also throws to one of the elite receivers in college football. And we'll talk about Anthony Johnson some tomorrow when we get to more of the conversation on the wide receivers and the best wide receivers in college football. I have several things I want to get to before we end today, though. So let's go ahead and get to Team 43, Ramona. Hit it. I bet you Jeff's adding that to his playlist right now. All right, Ramona. Team number 43 is... You're not going to believe this one, Ramona. The Florida Gators.
Oh.
Yeah, how about that? I wonder if brother Phantom Gator will be happy with that. You know, the Florida Gators, he should be. Because do you know what Florida's record was last year, Ramona?
Oh, no, I forgot.
They're 4-7.
Oh, oh, no.
Yeah, that's almost painful to say, especially when you consider that they were 4-7 in the SEC East, which wasn't very good. They were 4-7. They were 3-5 in league, and even worse yet, you know that not very good SEC East I just spoke of? They were 5th. They finished 5th in the SEC East. Can you imagine Florida finishing 5th in that division with those teams? I mean, it's impossible to fall that hard, that far, that fast. And yet the Gators did. I mean, 5th in the SEC East. That's just dreadful. You didn't finish 5th in the SEC West. The Gators were so bad, they finished 5th in the SEC East. So why do they make my countdown? You know what? I don't even love Dan Mullen. I don't think Dan Mullen is this genius that the rest of the world is. I mean, I think Dan Mullen's had some issues. And he hasn't fared all that well when he's played ACC teams, coastal teams, whipped up on them. But I think he's such an improvement over what they had that it's still a positive. I mean, I'm not as in love with Dan Mullen as the rest of the world, but I think the fit is pretty good. And Florida hasn't had offense since Urban Meyer left, which is remarkable given all the talent, the skill position talent that's available from the state of Florida. Even though, you know, it's funny, the state of Florida doesn't have a great history of producing quarterbacks. They produce the athletic skill position players, but not necessarily quarterbacks. Given all that, I think there's still enough talent in that Florida pipeline that Dan Mullen can bring it back to life enough to be competitive. And that's all this slot is to me. It's be competitive. Texter asking me about Shane Buechele, the Texas quarterback. Remind me about that run. I'll get to that in a minute. I think that the margin between winning and losing in the SEC East, with the exception of Georgia, who has separated themselves to a degree right now, is so slim that I think it's relatively easy to bounce back and forth between 4-7 and 7-4. I don't think there's a really big distinction. So to me, I think the difference that Dan Mullen will make in Florida is that he'll improve the quarterback play. I think that'll be the biggest difference. I think you'll see a team with a plan. Florida has had no offensive identity since Urban Meyer. I think they'll have an offensive identity. And I think that, let's say it's Felipe Franks. I think that Dan Mullen will better take advantage of Felipe Franks' skill set than Jim McElwain and that staff did. And as such, I think Florida will be better. I also think that Jordan Scarlett's a pretty good football player. He's back. They should have a bit of a running game. You know, here's the real unbelievable thing about Florida. You look at Florida last season, and you think of Florida as this historical SEC football program, whether it was in the Spurrier years, whether it was in the Urban Meyer years, they were a team that dominated the all SEC selections. Do you know how many players from Florida made all SEC teams after 2017? Four. Duke Dawson, who's moved on to the National Football League, cornerback Duke Dawson. Martez Ivey made second team offensive tackle. And the only other two Florida players to make first or second team all-league SEC, the punter and the kicker. The punter and the kicker. It's hard to believe that Florida could have fallen, as I said, this hard, this fast. And the really bad news for Dan Mullen is that the punter and the kicker are both gone. Eddie Pinheiro, Mr. Trick Shot Artist on YouTube with his, you know, 80-yard field goals, and punter Johnny Townsend. And Johnny Townsend was just a freak of nature. But those two guys were the two best weapons Florida had. And not close. Pinheiro and Townsend were Florida's best players. And so they lose those two guys. And that could cost Florida in close games. There are a lot of reasons not to like Florida. A lot of reasons. So why 43? Because again, I think Dan Mullen and the difference he'll make in the development of the quarterback there, if it's Felipe Franks, that improved play, Felipe Franks running an offense that I think will better fit his skill set, and the continued development of the return, I guess I should say, of Jordan Scarlett, and that offensive line, which I think will be better behind Martez Ivey and company, I think that group will be improved. And then the defense, you know, look, their leading sacker a year ago was C.C. Jefferson. C.C. Jefferson was a five-star guy coming out. He's not played to that level, but he has been a productive player. He led Florida in tackles for loss last year with 13.5. Again, he led them in sacks with 4.5, which isn't very good and not what you necessarily expect out of a Florida football team. I think you'd expect something better than that, but you don't have it. So we'll see what happens. I still think defensively Florida still has some personnel, and I think that's another thing that will help Dan Mullen. Essentially, the offense has been in hibernation again for years now under Will Muschamp, under McElwain's direction. Florida has not had any offense in years, which is astonishing. Mullen will help that side of the football. I think the defense will continue to be pretty good, and therefore, I think they'll be back to a degree. Texas says, Walt, would you agree that Florida's biggest downfall has been offensive leadership at quarterback? Mullen can improve that position and Florida defense make them top 25. I don't think top 25, not this year. I think Florida will make a jump, but I think you're talking about going from 4-7 to 7-4, or 7-5, or maybe 8-4, best case scenario. I can't see Florida winning more than 8, but I don't see the 4-win season, the 5-win season. I think they'll bounce back from that. As I said, I think the defense will be pretty good, and my expectation is that the offense is where you'll see the significant improvement. Ramona, give me the 2018 Florida schedule, if you will. Illini J says, I must have misheard you. Thought you said Florida universities haven't had good quarterbacks. No, just Florida. I mean, Florida has not had solid quarterback play since Meyer. I mean, the last decent quarterback there was really Tebow. Go ahead, give me their schedule.
Their first game is Charleston Southern.
Okay, so that's a win.
Kentucky home.
I think they'll win that too.
Colorado State at home.
And so I think the MLM breaks out of the gate 3-0.
They go to Tennessee.
And that's a big game. If Mullen gets that game, then I think 8 wins are in play.
They go to Mississippi State.
That'll be an interesting game based on Mullen, obviously.
They have LSU at home.
And they could win that game.
They go to Vanderbilt.
That won't be easy, but, you know, maybe a toss-up type game on the road.
The Florida-Georgia game.
Yeah, that's not going to go on.
And Missouri at home.
They better have offense for that game, because I can see them losing that game.
South Carolina home.
And the same thing's sort of true there.
Idaho home.
Yeah, they'll get a win there.
And then they go to FSU.
Yeah. I think they wind up with 7 or 8 wins, and I think this is the area that they fall. So in the Road Rage official countdown, the Florida Gators are in at Team 43. Join me tomorrow. We'll cover Team 42 and much more of college football. I'll see you then.
Safely in the Priority One studios, we are WCCP Clemson Greenville. 105.5 The Roar.
I'm Rich Jackman. The Yankees and Red Sox are battling for the top spot in the AL East. Boston owns a 2-game lead in the division and is going for its 7th straight, opening up a series and a 7-game homestand against the Rangers in just a couple of moments at Fenway. The Yankees already underway in the first of 2 in Baltimore, which resides at the other end of the AL East with just 24 wins. However, right now in the top of the 9th, the Orioles with a 5-4 lead over the Yankees. However, the tying run is on base for New York. Danny Valencia's 3-run homer in the 6th is the difference so far in this one. It was his 9th of the year. Mark Trumbo has also hit his 12th, while Giancarlo Stanton has hit his 22nd home run of the season. Also getting underway in the American League, the Rays host the Tigers. And interleague action, the Battle of Ohio between the Reds and the Indians. In the National League, first of 2 at Citi Field. Bottom of the 8th, the Mets and the Phillies are even at 3. The Phillies end of the day tied with the Braves for the lead in the National League East. And the Phillies had a big chance in the top half of the inning with bases loaded and one out, but Robert Gesellman getting out of the jam unscathed, and they remain tied at 3. Bottom of the 8th. Getting underway are the Pirates.